When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. And we are back.
Part two.
Of the juicy episode last week.
Yeah, it was wild. I couldn't believe the stories that you guys submitted. And there are so many more. This week is going to be definitely a shorter episode compared to the last couple of weeks, just because I am on my lunch break and I am filming in my car as we record this episode because it's a busy week, but we still wanted to get the podcast out for you guys. I am a sweaty Betty. I'm literally sitting in my car. It's like...
You have your car arf?
Arf? My car is off. My car is off. Yeah, it's off because I feel like you'd hear the air conditioning. So, you know, we're really suffering
It's hot out today.
Yes, it is.
You're going to be dying.
I have my windows cracked.
You're like a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, yeah, we're here for part two of the stories. Let's catch up about where we've been, though, this week. Gabby's been an event queen. She has been going all over the place in Miami for brand events. So let's hear about it.
Okay, well, when did we record last? Friday. So, okay, it's only been a few days. So, yeah, I had the Gymshark event that I talked about I went to. Then over the weekend, I had practices, and we were looking to, because I had an event on Monday in Miami Beach. So I had the day off Sunday, and I was like, you know what? We never get time like this. Like, let's look into a little staycation for the night. When I tell you I could book round trip tickets to Europe for the price of two nights at a Miami Beach hotel, it's insane. Like, I get it's like the closest thing we get to a tropical vacation in the US, I guess, like within like a easy, obviously, like there's Hawaii, but that's obviously a harder place to go to travel wise. I guess that's why it's so expensive, but it is insane. So originally we were going to do like a Sunday Monday kind of vibe. Spend all day Sunday, spend all day Monday. And we were like, no, that's insane. So then we were gonna just do maybe like one night and just spend all day at the beach Monday, have a hotel room to get ready for the event. And then that way we didn't have to worry about driving home after the event. We could like hang out in Miami Beach, stay the night. And it was just like literally nothing was cheaper than like $300, which was insane for one night at a hotel. We're like, that's not worth it. So we just spent all day Monday at the beach. We got up for sunrise, which was shockingly not even my idea. Justin was like, let's just go for sunrise. Let's beat the traffic and let's literally be there all day.
I'm always shocked when I get a good morning text that's like before 8 a.m. from you.
Literally.
To jump scare.
So we went to a sunrise. It was beautiful out sky-wise. It was freezing in the morning. It was like 50-something degrees when we got to the beach. But sunrise was gorgeous. There was like barely any clouds in the sky. And then we were just up with, it was like us and all the people doing like beach yoga and like running their mile runs before they go to work in the morning. Those were the only people that were up and active in Miami Beach.
The beach is so peaceful in the morning.
And then it is. It is very nice. It's especially, I mean, we're not into spring break season yet, but like just avoid the beach at all costs at that point because it is terrible. So it was like so nice and calm. And then we rented a day bed all day at the beach, which was the best thing ever because they opened at like, it was like 8:45 ish, and obviously it's like not super hot yet. We had a day bed with a little cabana, an umbrella, and two chairs, and we, I don't know if he ended up really taking a nap, I knocked out on the day bed, took a nice little nap, and then spent all day at the beach, which was gorgeous weather.
How much was the day bed? I'm curious.
It's $100 for the entire day, which really isn't that bad. Obviously, like, with just us two, I mean, still, it was worth it for the fact that, one, girl math, we were saving money because originally we were going to be staying at a hotel. So already we saved a couple hundred bucks there. Two, I needed a nap somewhere, so it was worth it no matter what. I would have paid $100 for a nice nap. But we need to start doing that whenever, like, we say, whenever you go with friends and you split that, you get, you could fit, like, three people on the day bed, and then you also get two lounge chairs.
Is it through a hotel or just the beach?
Yes, so then through the hotel, so then you also get hotel access. You can use their bathrooms. You get, obviously, you have to pay for, like, food and bar and restaurant and everything, but they have, like, someone come serve you.
What hotel is this through? It's really nice.
This, well, they have them lined up down the whole beach. You pick your hotel. We did it through the National, which I've never stayed at, but it looked really nice. But yeah, so we did that. We were there all day. We played some paddleball. We just hung out. I did finish Iron Flame finally.
Woohoo! What did you think of the interview I sent you? Another book
down. I didn't get to watch it yet because I didn't realize it was 30 minutes. I didn't get to watch it yet.
Okay.
But then, obviously, we could have went to, like, the hotel we got the day beds through to get ready, but I was like, it's not going to take me that long. We just sat in the car, got ready in the car. Luckily, I waved my hair the night before we even went to the beach. It stayed, honestly, really nice. I didn't get it wet, so it stayed really nice throughout the day. I did not even have to touch up my hair. And then we went to an LTK event it was at the Edition Hotel, and we didn't talk to a single person the entire time. It was very, very, like, just...
Describe it, because I didn't even know.
It was the typical, like, influencer event that I... Not that I don't enjoy going to, but it's just, like, the fake, oh, my God, I love your outfit. Oh, my God, thanks, I love your outfit. Like, it's just, like, meaningless conversations. It's just, like... I don't know. I like influencer events when there's things to do, because then you're, like, genuinely hanging out, talking to people, like, mm-hmm. the Pilates, the paddleball that I went to. Like, those are my kind of events, and this was very, like, thank God Justin was there and I had, like, a plus one, or I literally probably would have lasted, like, 10 minutes. Like, it was not, and just not very interactive.
Because the event was just, like, chit-chatting, probably had, like, drinks, little snacks.
Yes, exactly. Some shrimp cocktails getting passed around, and by that it's one shrimp in a little cup, and like, yeah, they had some drinks going around, and it was just like little table set up on the rooftop, and then it was like in partner with Maybelline, so they had a little like Maybelline booth where you could get like your skin color matched and get like a foundation and stuff, which was nice because I feel like I've never actually gotten my actual shade match done, and I just guess every time, and then I'm like, yeah, this doesn't really match. But it was, yeah, one of those where you either have to already know people going into it, or it's just very awkward.
Was it kind of vibe. People you recognized or no?
No. I like maybe at most I knew the names of like five people. And none of them were like mutual people. So like I really didn't know anyone.
Interesting.
Kelly Flanagan from Bachelor was there.
And did she live in Miami? Obviously
watching Traitors. I don't know. I was wondering that too. I don't know really anything about her. But we were watching Traitors, and obviously, like, Pilot Pete is on Traitors, so that's the only thing. Like, Justin really doesn't know anything about Bachelor, but he knows Pilot Pete. And he, like, jokingly, not very loud, but, like, said something about Pilot Pete, and he swears, like, Kelly looked over at him and definitely heard him.
Well, probably. How far are you into Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Jen Shaw just got arrested.
Okay, decently so, like, far. Okay, so when you finish that one, I'm gonna need you to watch Miami from season 4 on. Okay, but you'll like Miami. I'll get to that more in my life updates. But are Larsa and Marcus tolerable on Traitors? Because Marcus seems great. I really struggle to tolerate Larsa Pippen on Real Housewives of Miami. She thinks she's a Kardashian. Without she acts like a Kardashian. Giving...
spoilers, you don't have to tolerate either of them long.
That was a spoiler, thanks. Okay,
but that does, it's not like important parts of the show.
Okay,
but
anyways, what else?
Yeah, Marcus,
you got?
Though, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. So yeah, so that was Monday. It was like a gorgeous day in the sun though, but and then that was pretty much it. It's NCA week, so it's a busy week. Oh no, you know what else happened? I ordered my NCA shoes last week. I was like, I'm gonna get on top of this, because at majors I literally was barefoot. Well, not barefoot, I wore socks almost the entire night, because I'm not coaching in heels ever again.
NCA is this weekend?
Yes. So I was like, I'm gonna get really cute flats, that almost like look like heels. Like they look dressy, they're elevated, but they're flat so I could be comfy. Kohl's had the cutest, like they literally look like heels. They're yeah. pink, like pointy toed flats with some a little rhinestone. I don't know what the word is. It's not like a knot. It's not a bow, but just like a little added rhinestone strap kind of across the toe.
I'm trying to think of what that's called.
Yeah, like I don't know the word.
I don't know. I was going to say emblem, but it's not really like a rhinestone emblem. But yeah. Like picture what a brooch looks like, but on a shoe.
Yes, but on a shoe. So got those. And first of all, it said like the fastest shipping they could get was a week. And I'm like, that's odd, but whatever. This is why I did this early enough. Ordered the shoes. They came in yesterday, which was Tuesday. Still plenty of time before the weekend. Open the box. Perfect. Okay. I go to try them on. I'm like, why are these huge? The box says 6. I ordered a 6. The shoe says 7.5. I'm fuming. I'm like, someone had one job to put the correct size shoe in the correct size box, and they didn't do it. And then the person that shipped out my order also had the job of checking to make sure it was the correct size, and they didn't do that. So then I call customer service. The guy, no help at all. Like, not whatsoever. He's like, I can send you the correct size. It won't get here. It'll get here next week. I said, sir, I just told you I need it in like 3 days. You're telling me it's 2024 and you don't have faster shipping than a week? Like, that's insane.
I mean, it takes a while. Like, expensive websites will have quicker shipping, but you pay for it. Like,
yeah, but when it's your company's mistake.
No, like, I know. I'm just, unfortunately, that's just how it is.
So he was like, let me check if it's in stores. Nope, sorry, not in stores. But he was also just very, just literally no help. So I was like, okay. Well, I was like, still send me the right size because I'm sure I'll wear these again and I need them. But for the sake of this weekend, I need to make these shoes work. So Justin and I put our thinking caps on. Luckily, what I'm wearing like a black jumpsuit. So the pant goes long. Like it covers the whole like heel part, the back part of the shoe. All you're going to see is the front part anyway. So it has like a strap around the back of the ankle. I cut the elastic. I tried to sew those, like the straps then back together, but it was really, really hard to get the needle through. So it only went through like 3 times and then the needle broke. So then I just wrapped the thread around it, tied it really tight. We taped the strap around that, taped it again. Okay, listen, it doesn't look that bad, but you won't see that part. And it held up well. So
I had a dream last night.
It'll do the job for this weekend.
I had a dream last night that you FaceTimed me and told me you did that to all of your shoes. I'm not kidding.
No, it was a hassle. Trying to get the needle through the strap was terrible.
Yeah.
So I will not be doing that to any more shoes.
Yeah, you got them in yellow also in my dream. And I was like, okay.
Interesting. No.
All right. Well, they're, is that really all you cute, got for us?
So I was
us?
Really mad, but... Yeah, that was the only other thing that happened. Go to Dallas this weekend. Yeehaw.
When do you leave? Warmer, Friday? Though.
I feel like normally for NCAA, it's always cold. Friday morning, yeah. Mm. I don't go back till late Monday night, which I hate.
Ooh, that's heck a long...
I'm gonna do all day Monday there.
It's a long weekend. I mean, I could probably send you some fun stuff. All right. Well, my life updates. I got some amazing news yesterday that my program is ending a month early. So I am done in June instead of July. And that means I get all of my vacation days back. Ooh. I could scream.
I was going to say, you got so many days now.
Yeah. So I had to like plan my life out. We'll get to that in a second. The weather is gorgeous these days. It is a little chilly still in the morning and the evening. But in the middle of the day, it's like sunny and beautiful. Of course, except this weekend, it's showing like full clouds, but I'm hoping that that changes. It feels like summer again. I'm loving being outside. I am still watching Real Housewives of Miami, which it does not seem like Miami to me. And I think that's because I live poor Miami when I'm there. And these people are like rich, rich, rich. Like so rich that the one couple just sold their house in Coral Gables for $44 million to Jeff Bezos' mom.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's insane.
So rich. I'm like, oh, that's why you like Miami. Makes sense. That's not the Miami I get when I'm there. But now I'm caught up and the reunion's like real time. So weekly, I'm going to have to watch Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, Real Housewives of Miami. Is Traitors done fully?
No. No.
And then if I catch up on that. So I'm going to wait for Traitors because I already have multiple Peacock weekly shows to watch.
Yeah, I think there's like 3 or 4 more weeks.
And I'm just, reunion. Yeah, I'm just going to wait. So Sean and I together are watching the Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Childish Gambino on Prime Video. We're liking that. I think we're like 5 or 6 episodes in. And we're just trying to make definitive plans for our summer travels and figuring out our life now that I know what I'm done with residency. Except I got on Google Flights today and I'm like just real overwhelmed because now it's like, well, we can technically leave whenever.
Right.
So it's that's like, where do we want to go? To. And I think the big thing is that we want to rent a car, but that will mean like we're renting a car and going like cross city and country and like dropping it off in a different place. I just don't know how that's going to work. So yes, Sean and I just need to have like a sit down and figure out our life. However, if any brands are listening and you want to sponsor my honeymoon wardrobe, please do, because I know what I want to wear, but I don't want to spend that kind of money on clothes. And I would love to, work with a brand on my honeymoon because I have like so many cute outfit ideas and I just don't think it's economical of me to spend money on more clothing. So unless you want your wedding present to me to be a new wardrobe for my honeymoon, that'd be cool. I think I've decided I'm gonna work on maybe doing my own makeup and just having you do my hair. Okay. We'll see. I
would prefer that.
We'll see.
I could definitely do hair. Makeup stresses me out.
So yeah, that's pretty much my life update. I really don't have anything exciting to share other than that. So why don't we hop into our favorites? Are you going to tell the backstory between this? Because isn't this from the place that you just tried randomly?
Well, yeah. Okay, so my favorite is chicken parm pizza with vodka sauce. It was phenomenal. So the way that our schedule works is me and Justin have alternating late days at the gym. So we are in charge of dinner on our nights that we get home early. So I think we used up all of our HelloFresh meals already. I think it was a Friday. And I was at the gym until 10. He was getting out earlier than me. So we were like, what can we do for dinner? What sounds good? And we were like, pizza. And I was like, yeah, but like, we've been getting a chicken bacon ranch with Alfredo sauce pizza. That's what we've been getting whenever we get pizza. I was like, I kind of don't want that. And he was like, what about when we're in New York City, we always get like a vodka sauce pizza. But we were like, what about like a chicken parm vodka sauce pizza? I was like, perfect. Sounds great. So he goes to where we normally get pizza from. And first they're like not picking up the phone. So he's like, I'm just going to go. It's like right next to the gym. I feel like we just had pizza not that long ago. He goes, place completely gone. Closed. Like just nothing about it exists anymore. So we're like, oh, okay. So he went to a place that he used to get pizza from, but he never got like any crazy pizzas from. So he just walks in. He's like, can I just like make my own? And basically like hand picked a vodka sauce as the sauce. Like chunky mozzarella is the cheese, breaded chicken on top. So good. Like, I don't normally eat leftover pizza. We had it for lunch the next day. Phenomenal. It was delicious. So our new thing, well, we've been doing it for a while because I'm not the biggest red sauce fan, but he's really not red sauce. So anytime we do anything like chicken parm related, we always use vodka sauce, but we've been on a kick. So we had the pizza. We almost made chicken parm vodka sauce pasta over the weekend. We didn't. But then last night we had chicken parm subs with vodka sauce.
Look at you.
So good.
That sounds really good. And I'm hungry right now. My favorite of the week is the Pixi under eye patches. I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning. Mind you, I felt like I got good sleep. I took a picture because I was so shocked at what I saw in the mirror. My under eye bags were horrible. Like, I just couldn't believe they were like puffy and dark. Like, I looked like I hadn't slept in days. And I was like, okay, I need to put some under eye patches on my drive to work because I do not look okay. So I just threw on 2 of the Pixi ones, drove to work. I got gas with them on, whatever. I took them off. I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, these like worked like magic. Like, that was the first time I've actually, like, seen under-eye patches actually do something. Normally, I put them on because they feel nice.
Just because I was going to say, that's what I do.
But no, they, like, really, really worked. And I love that they come in a tub so that you're not just, like, single use, you know, and there's a bunch. So, I would highly recommend those. They actually work. They're comfortable. They're, like, gel. And they actually, like, aren't so noticeable that I feel like you could wear them if you had to out in public. Like, they're, like, a light green. So you can definitely see them, but it's not, like, crazy.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
They're definitely not blending into your skin.
But yeah, that's my favorite. So why don't we hop into these stories, part two of your work stories, and kind of go from there. I had an angry parent call me on the phone at work a couple days ago because I'm not going to give too many details, obviously, but the parents are divorced. One parent wanted one treatment. One parent wanted another. They both called me. You know, at this point, there's only so much I can do. Like, y'all need to figure that out. So, yeah, that was interesting. Brought me back to, like, my Arby's days with someone talking down to me at work. All right.
First one says, not mine, but just happened in the town one over from me. Crazy work story. And it's a link to a Fox 6 Milwaukee article that says, South Milwaukee Pizza Hut homicide. Man accused of multiple felonies. Okay, where are we getting into? A Milwaukee man is now accused of killing a man whose body was found in a garbage can outside a Pizza Hut.
Interesting choice.
The victim was a 55-year-old. He was a longtime manager at the Pizza Hut. Oh. Where the... Yeah, so what's the guy's name? His name is Kavon Ingram. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but Ingram worked at the Pizza Hut. But in regard to the motive, court filing said the manager had just received a $7,000 inheritance check. What, did this guy think he was going to get it?
Right, who killed him? Family member? Because I don't understand.
Yeah, what? Okay, so the South Milwaukee police were called to the Pizza Hut on Chicago Ave after a garbage truck driver said there was a garbage can behind the dumpsters that looked like it had a body in it.
Oh my gosh.
An officer walked over to the dumpster per the complaint and found a 55-gallon trash can on wheels. He saw what appeared to be a semi-transparent plastic bag over the top of the garbage can and feet and legs sticking out.
You couldn't even do a black garbage bag. You did a clear one?
Yeah, right? The officer also saw a pool of blood beneath the garbage can. The complaint states investigators found what appeared to be dried blood that led from the dumpster to the Pizza Hut. The blood trail continued through a door and into the restaurant's kitchen, leading police to believe the victim was killed inside the restaurant and put into the wheeled garbage can and left behind the dumpster.
Oh my gosh.
During a check to the victim's pockets, the complaint states officers determined the victim's wallet, keys, and cell phone appeared to be missing. Based on the trail of blood between the dumpster area and the restaurant, the police department obtained a search warrant. Okay, yeah, a portion of the tiled kitchen floor just past the front counter under the kitchen appeared uncharacteristically clean when compared to the rest of the floor. What? I mean, if you were going to clean a little bit, why wouldn't you clean all, like, you clearly left blood everywhere.
It was a very half-done job, it clearly sounds like.
Clearly. Okay, there were several pieces of what appeared to be blood on the bottom of the sink. The mop in the closet had what appeared to be bloody handprints on the handle. Like,
it better not have contaminated the dough for the pizza. I would be so mad.
The autopsy determined the victim was shot in the head.
Oh my god.
There was also suit around the wound consistent with contact wound to the head. He had a cut across his throat. This for a $7,000 inheritance check.
It's not like we're talking 7 million people.
Right. Okay, that is insane.
Also, it's a check. You can't cash that if you're not the person. Like, I'm so confused.
But also, okay, the Pizza Hut's general manager said the victim was scheduled to work at Pizza Hut on February 5th. The complaint states the manager stated that she was home watching TV when she received a text from the victim's phone in which the text message stated, "Had a brain fart. What's the door code again? Left my keys in the store." A review of the manager's cell phone confirmed that the text message came around 10:28 a.m., roughly 3 minutes after the garbage can was seen being dragged to the dumpster. So he locked himself out after that.
I'm telling you.
The manager stated that she then received a phone call from the victim's phone per the complaint. Her cell phone showed the call came in at 10:29 a.m. She said she thought it was the victim, but noted that the phone was muffled and it sounded windy. She received another text message from the victim's cell phone at 11:07, which read, "Been here since 8:30. I'm still feeling nauseous after throwing up three times. The last time I even threw up a little blood." That explains the bloody handprints on the mop. Okay.
Come on.
"Tried to smoke a cigarette to ease my stomach, but still sweating like a pig. It seems like I keep getting worse, so I'm heading out. Already clocked out. Did what I could, but I need to get checked out or something."
So specific. Like, I can't. All it needed sound legit was probably, yeah, like, "Hey, I don't feel well."
Like, and like all the security cameras show that this guy, dumb, like everything lined up at 11:07. The security cameras show that the suspect can literally be seen looking at it, what appears to be the phone, sending a text message.
Yikes! Not a great job.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Not at all.
Crazy. Okay, next one. Totally different realm here, caught two of my coworkers making out in a room with the lights off, thinking nobody would see. They are married to other people. They were scared their secret would get out, so one of them moved to a different shift, but everyone knows.
So many affairs at work.
Yeah, like, someone's gonna squeal. Like, people get mad at work often, I feel, and you're gonna make someone mad, and that's gonna
it's
be
gonna
that.
Come out.
For sure.
Not really a story, but my coworker once told me she was making some type of pie and realized halfway through that she didn't have milk, so she used her breast milk in it. Safe to say nobody ever ate anything she made again. I can picture her standing over the bowl, like, dang, that's not enough, and just squeezing a titty out over the bowl to get milk out. Like,
I mean, it had added nutrients.
It probably tasted better. From what I've been told and from what people say, that breast milk is, like, super sweet and...
Really?
The
Who
pie
has told
was
you
probably
that?
Great. I feel like I've seen, like, people on social media talk about it.
Oh. I don't know. Never tried it, but very interesting. At least,
like,
she didn't bring it to work.
Used,
I was thinking,
like,
she was
going
to bring it. I mean, making a pie.
Squeeze a titty.
Nobody makes a pie for just themselves. So other people ate that pie. My guess is
Where do you think this...
No, my guess is she had, like, a bag of breast milk. Like, a storage bag. I don't think she just went body to pie.
Could you imagine?
Oh. Okay, next one. My boss on multiple occasions told me I look better with makeup on. She can tell I don't work out regularly. I was so shocked and hurt.
God.
I didn't wear makeup for a while because my skin was really bad, so I was trying anything. I'd also previously struggled with an eating disorder, so gaining weight was a huge struggle for me since I had been underweight most of my life. Needless to say, I just quit and am starting a new job soon. Love you guys. Been here since the beginning. You never know what someone is struggling with. I agree. That is ugh.
Yeah, like... They, well, first of all, proud of you for just quitting and not, like, putting up with it and just doing what she said, because she's your boss, because
I genuinely
we've gone over this, that
cannot fathom looking at someone in the face and saying something like this. Like, I
right.
Where do people get this? I don't get it.
It's the power that managers and bosses think that they have is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw a meme
especially
today,
on,
and it was like European employees. I will be taking the whole summer off because I need a suntan. American employees. I will be using one of my 3 allotted paid time off days to get open heart surgery.
Literally,
like, just the difference.
Yeah. And I feel like the worst bosses are not at, like, your corporate, like, career jobs. It's, like, the part-time, like, retail jobs that are the worst. As if you can't just quit and go find another.
Yeah, that's horrible. What do you got for me, sis?
I was accidentally at fault for breaking... Oh my God. This is not where I thought the sentence was going. I was accidentally at fault for breaking a woman's leg at work. Hear me out. I used to work at Starbucks when I was younger, and this particular Starbucks had a drive-thru. There was one woman who came every day after work and always ordered the same thing. A soy flat white. In coffee shops, if you have regular customers, you learn to recognize their faces and cars. When this woman pulled up, all staff on duty knew what her order would be and started prepping it. Because I was talking to a customer out the window, I missed her order but knew it would be a soy flat white, so put that into the system and charge her for that drink. When she pulled off, I was told she ordered a different drink today. That wasn't a big deal, and I thought, no worries, she'll drive back around and I can give her the drink she ordered. Wrong. She was so mad that she pulled up her huge Range Rover, the ones that have the steps that come out from underneath, pulled across 2 parking spaces, and flung herself out of the car in anger. The issue was that she was so angry she didn't wait for the step to come out after opening her car door, and she fell to the ground, breaking her leg on spot. I cried for hours after and felt so guilty, especially because she was threatening to sue me personally. I never got sued. I kept my job, but she never came back to her store again. Love the pod. Okay, first of all, that is in no way, shape, or form your fault. Like, everything that happened after the fact that she got her like the wrong drink, not your fault. She could have
just like to blame
very
this on karma.
Peacefully came into the store, literally.
And I think I would have lost my mind if I saw her fling herself out of her car and fall. Maybe not at first,
like,
but once she started yelling
at
me.
But did she come back into the store after her leg was broken? Like, did she continue to, like, hobble?
Right, did she crawl in to yell at you to say that she was going to see you? Oh my gosh.
You're not at fault. You did not accidentally break a woman's leg at work. That's not how I saw the story going. But don't feel guilty over that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we only have one more each. I told you guys this would be a little bit shorter of an episode. Okay. I worked for the same company with this guy for 2 years. I worked for a marketing department and organized many events over the years, and he was always there. There was something that attracted my attention to him, like two magnets in the room, we always found each other, either through a look or a small talk. We were both in relationships and kept it professional always. By coincidence, he found out one day that I was single. He didn't waste a second to slide into my DMs as a friend at the time. Turns out he always had a crush on me. The office went mad with gossip when we got together. It's been 10 months since we found each other, the happiest 10 months of my life. I found my best friend, my partner in crime, and my forever in him. We got a special present during our first Christmas together, a miracle baby who we are very excited to meet in August 2024. The office is crazy with our gossip again, but we couldn't care less. Sometimes your happiness is right in front of your eyes, apparently for years. Love the podcast, a listener from the UK. So cute. Aww.
At least that one is a good work, like, love story and not,
yeah,
like,
right?
Two married couples kissing in the closet.
When they're dating other people.
I'm happy that, like, well, yeah, I said married, but dating other people too, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
crazy.
I'm glad that worked out. Congrats on the baby.
Send us pictures of your baby.
So exciting. Please. Yeah. All right. I was working in a store and I was the manager one night. I was in the middle of checking a customer out and someone came up to the counter. So I asked this coworker to help her since I was busy, but she continued to tell me no, even though I'm literally her manager. So I kept asking and finally she stomped over and helped the customer. After both customers left, she yelled at me in front of everyone and said that was her ex and his new girlfriend and blamed me for making her do it. How was I supposed to know the men she dated? Moral of the story, she got fired. Poor girl.
I mean, that sucks, but, like, she, instead of saying no, she should have said, I'm
right,
so sorry.
Just said, like,
I feel uncomfortable. Can you please do it?
The manager Simple. Was like, what do you mean no? Like, I'm telling you to do your job. Why are you, you're not going to check out a customer? But, oh, that is, that's such an awkward scenario.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah, if you live in the same town, it's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. Like, where did you work? Because if it's somewhere that, like, just everyone goes, like.
Right.
It I don't want to say it is what it is, but.
Moral of the story, she got fired.
Maybe she just sucked.
The situation right. Right, okay.
Like, maybe
she
just
didn't handle the situation right at all. And the screaming at you after the fact, yeah, no, that's completely her fault. She should have literally just been like, no, like, I'll tell you later, but don't feel comfortable working with those customers. Everything could have been avoided. But I can just picture her throwing a fit over it. But I get the, especially depending on how the breakup went or however the scenario went. Could see her not wanting to do it. Did not handle the situation right at all.
Do you want me to read a couple from Reddit or should we end here? Because I feel like people might be sick of the work stories by now.
I feel like we've had some long ones. I feel like we could do a short episode and we'll leave it where it's at.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed. This was a fun, like, back-to-back story episode. I promise you, I know you guys say you love the solo episodes with just Gabby and I, but we are going to get some guests on in 2024. That is our plan. We are also working on a little bit of a rebrand. So a new cover may be coming soon. The name is staying the same. The episodes are staying the same. Like, nothing is really changing, just more of, like, an aesthetic rebrand. However, if you are not following the podcast Instagram, you should, because our posts have been quite cute, if I say so myself.
They are very cute.
So check them out. But otherwise, I think that's all I have for you. I guess I should probably get out of my hot car before I get heat stroke and go eat my sandwich.
Oh my God, I have another update.
Okay,
I just unboxed my caraway pots and pans and they look so pretty.
Send me a picture.
I will. I'll send you right now so you can react live on the podcast. Because I took
a picture. Okay, I don't remember. I don't know if you told me what, like, which ones you got, so.
They're the cream color. They're kind of showing up white as they come through, but they're a really pretty off-white color and they're gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Are you guys looking at any houses coming up?
I mean, whenever we see one that we
nothing
like,
in the books.
Hasn't been any, you know.
Hmm.
Nothing in the books. Okay. Nothing yet.
I think in a couple weeks we have plans to hang out again. So I know you guys probably don't care, but
we
I'm
do.
Excited for that.
We are as well.
It's
Justin already gave
oh,
me
they
his
are
menu
aesthetic.
For the weekend. Of, right?
Yeah,
all
they're really
pretty.
Places
that we need to hit in Fort Myers.
Like where?
Capone's.
Mm-hmm.
The Lobster Roll downtown Fort Myers next to Capone's.
Okay.
Ford's Garage.
Okay.
I think that might have been it.
Okay, well, there's a couple of new places that we want to take you guys to, so we're going to have to eat a lot. Okay.
Ooh, all right, well, I'm sure he forgot about his frozen chocolate milk, but I'm sure he raves about that a lot. I think that also might be on the menu from the breakfast skillets. Spot we went to.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm going to go inside because it's unsafe to be sitting in my car at this point with this kind of heat.
And well, you don't look red anymore.
No, so I mean, I've like
gotten cooled down a little bit.
I'm getting some air. I also moved my car to the shade, so.
Oh, much better.
We're doing okay. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.